This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, emanating live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now, often imitated but never duplicated. Here I sit high atop my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction, as my name is Pedro Fernandez. This is your show, Boxing and MMA is what we talk about. Of course, open phone lines all around the planet, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the no commitment, guilt-free text line. You can text us here in the studio. So text number 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, guess what? The heavyweight slugfest they had last night reminded me of two guys that were drunk at a hockey game. I'm not talking about hockey players. I'm talking about two guys in the stands. I'm talking about Kalinake and Areola. Come on, give me a break, folks. This is not boxing. They shouldn't have put that on Showtime last night. Showtime should be arrested for producing that fight and putting it on TV. I don't care if Chris Areola got himself in the greatest shape in the world. He's still a fat old dude. And the other guy, I don't even want to go into that one. Bottom line is, two has-beens, two never-was. They said it was a slugfest. If that's a slugfest, folks, go back and look at Ali Frazier 1, Ali Frazier 2. Oh, wait. I'll bring you back to maybe modern time. How about David Tua and Ike Beobuchi? I mean, those are great, great heavyweight fights. Konaki and Areola? Are you on drugs? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Singh in the house, Larry Merchant in the house, and of course, Ali and guess who? Johnny Tapio stopped by as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World, baby, on Sports Byline and iHeartRadio and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course. Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. This is Ring Talk.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skincare, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Listen up, Amazon Prime members. For a limited time, you can start an Audible account and start an Audible membership and save like 2/3 on your first 3 months, right? $30 off is like getting 3 months for the price of one. Check it out. Offer expires July 31st. Check it out. Audible.com/ring. $4.95 a month for the first 3 months. That's only $14.95 a month. Straight up, pretty good deal. No doubt about that. The offer expires July 31st. Check it out. Audible.com/ring.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to take it to Vegas, baby, and bring in Johnny Cinderella, of course, the ace, the undefeated lad that he is down there in the desert. Straight up, how are you this morning, Mr. Cinderella?
Hey, I'm doing great, Pedro. How about yourself, my brother?
I'm doing okay, but if I was a boxing fan and I tuned in last night expecting to see two competitive heavyweights, two guys with skill, I was sorely disappointed.
The battle of dad bods and man boobies. Man, that was sloppy. But they did somehow combine for over 2,000 punches, which I believe that's thrown, which I believe beat Ike Abiyabuchi versus David Tua's record. However, Abiyabuchi and David Tua, a much more composed fight.
I called that fight. Larry Murch and I both called that fight. I called that fight on the international feed all by myself. And Murch, of course, called it with Lampley, and I forget who else was with him. Bottom line is Sacramento, California. Those guys, that was a real heavyweight fight. Listen, I don't think you could call those punches last night with that Kowanaki was throwing because his arms were bent. And I'm not trying to knock girls or anything like that, but he looked like a girl. He looked like he was a girl throwing punches and never learned how to box.
I agree there. They're more like push punches, as we call them, not much force. He did land one on Areola in the first round. That was nice. After that, maybe a couple here and there. Chris Areola definitely lost his snap on his jab. That was my favorite punch for Areola back in the day, and he didn't seem to have it, you know, last night. But those were mostly arm punches. If you haven't seen Ike Abiyabuchi versus David Tua, those were real hard punches thrown by real hard heavyweights in the 90s.
Ike Abiyabuchi, of course, I thought he was a future star. And then after he did the Tua fight, I interviewed him in the dressing room afterwards, and he was telling me about God and how God had done this for him. And if I looked in that direction, I could see God and all kinds of stuff. And I said to myself, Okay. So I went along with the interview, did the interview. Like then 3 or 4 months later, he gets busted for robbing a hooker. He hired a hooker at the Mirage Hotel in Vegas. This is after getting into problems at the Dallas airport. But he finally got to Vegas. He hired for a Michael Nunn fight, I think. And he hired a hooker, or he brought a hooker to the room, and he didn't want to pay her. So he ended up kidnapping her and all kinds of rape and all that kind of good stuff. And the bottom line is, man, you know, Ike went to jail for a long time. I think he just got a – did he finally get out? Is he on the streets in Las Vegas now?
He's out, but you don't hear too much about him since he went banana sandwich back in the day. And I think he could have beat an Evander Holyfield at that time, perhaps a Lennox Lewis. He definitely had the looks of a future champion that threw a lot of punches. And he actually took out Chris Bird when no one could touch Chris Bird because of defense. Chris Bird's defense so elusive at heavyweight. But as of right now, I think he's MIA. He's out there, but I don't know where.
Cool. We let Johnny Sig go. He'll be back a little bit later. Let's take it to Southern California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, you and I televised. I did the international feed for the David Tua Ike Beabucci fight. You did the regular feed up there in Sacramento, California. It was an incredible heavyweight fight. But to say last night's fight eclipsed that is sad. It's an indictment of boxing. Did you watch last night's fight, by the way?
I did on a replay after I went to see a movie.
Lucky you.
And, look, it was a back and forth, bang and hold and keep banging and so forth. But New fighter seemed in serious danger at any point that I noticed. And I just thought it was like a hell of a good club fight. But to compare it to the best of the best fights of that kind, I think is a little bit over the top.
Bit of a stretch. Marcus Brown was supposed to win last night, undefeated light heavyweight, took on Jean Pascal. Pascal dropped him in a round and then came back, ended up winning a technical decision after dropping him a couple more times. So there's an upset, a young kid getting beat, an old man coming back, and Jean Pascal. But as far as the future is concerned, I'm looking at, like, next week and beyond. I'm looking at some of these names here, and you don't see it. I mean, you got Lomachenko's coming up. That's great for boxing, no doubt about that. I mean, you know, Lomachenko's probably pound for pound, if not the star, the top two or three stars. And Sergey Kovalev is coming back. And, you know, boxing seemed to be on a bit of a revival. And then I sort of had to regurgitate last night, Larry, and it didn't go down well.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you're referring to.
Look, what I meant was we had
three excellent fights
in
the previous 6 weeks or so. The heavyweight fight with the big upset, the Pacquiao fight, and then last week the Ramirez Hooker fight.
Yeah,
that's great. You're not going to have those stretches all the time. This is a good, solid show, particularly because, you know, everyone in this area is interested in Areola and what he had left to give, and whether the other a new fat slob on the scene could overpower him. And so I found it an interesting and action-packed fight. But to put it in the realm of the fights among the elites that were like that is a bit too strong. But it keeps the light going until after the summer, when we'll presumably see Alvarez again.
Yep.
Canelo,
mm-hmm.
when we're going to see a couple of other heavyweight matches, none of a particular note against each other. So there's a pretty good welterweight fight coming up, Spence and Porter. Maybe that's the next big one.
Okay.
But this is a quiet period. There'll be some good fights in the...
Okay.
fall, and I think when we look back on this year, it will be a very good year.
The WNBA uses a smaller basketball. Women hit lesser lengths as far as golf courses are concerned. I can go on and on. Why are boxing gloves the same when women and men's strengths factors are so much different? You see my point here? Because I think if they brought down the gloves for these women, it might have made it an exciting sport instead of like two girls hitting each other with pillows.
You know, I don't know the official explanation. Maybe there's some feeling that the girls would rather not be disfigured. That's a really important part of a girl's world,
mm-hmm.
some old sensibility like that, and I understand it. And if the girls really wanted to change it, I suppose they could. But I don't, you know, I agree with you that there's an element of the women's fights that diffuse the drama that we seldom see real serious knockdowns or knockouts and so on. And so there's less drama.
And yet women's MMA is eclipsing men as far as popularity is concerned, as far as the viewers. Wow.
Well, you know, hey, so it goes. Women have to make up their own mind what they want to risk and what the reward would be if they took bigger risks. But I guess I'm influenced by the fact that years ago, maybe 20 years ago, there was a statuesque, very beautiful former model who came into the game and had a few fights, and eventually she quit because she admitted she just didn't want to be disfigured.
I dated that girl. I dated her. She was Miss Indiana. Talking about Jennifer Childers, right?
You know what? I don't remember. Yeah. I think she was from the Midwest.
Yeah. Miss Indiana, yeah, what a sweet lady she was. Anyway, Godfather, you and the Godmother got something planned for Sunday?
As a matter of fact, in about a half hour, we're going down to Dodger Stadium to see a baseball game today.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and give her my best.
This has been our anniversary weekend, and this will be the end of our celebration.
Well, the anniversary weekend, this is like a five-year anniversary. How many years?
Well, 39.
Wow. Congratulations, Godfather. I mean, she's a wonderful woman. I see you two guys together. You always seem happy. And what can I say? Nobody liked the Godmama. Nobody liked Patricia Stitch. And I mean, there's nobody. You know it. You know it. See, I'm making them blush, folks. I'm making them blush here on the air. The Godfather's blushing. Larry Merchant, I love you. We'll talk soon.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Pedro.
Keep the faith. I will. Larry Merchant, the HBO Hall of Famer. God, he makes me blush. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Guess what? Next up, I'll give you a treat. We'll come back with Johnny Tapia. Johnny Tapia in the flesh, baby, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Johnny, what time are you going to bed tonight?
It's been hard to sleep, believe me. I've been trying to sleep, and I'm just so anxious right now.
We know you're going to watch movies, and you and your wife.
I'm just too hyped for it, no?
Well, I know, but, man, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't really get... Are you climbing the walls? I mean, do you have plungers on your shoes where you climb up the walls? And...
Nah, Pedro, what I do is... I read my Bible and try to stay cool and calm, but it's kind of hard still, too.
You ever take out pictures of Danny Romero?
Do I what?
You ever take out a picture of Danny Romero and look at it? Like,
yeah, I've been having him in my gym while I've been training.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A nice picture of him and not so nice picture of him.
No, well, you know, it's not so nice now, but it was nice when he first got in.
And well, you trained at the top-ranked gym here in Vegas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Futch, is Futch as cool in the corner as everybody says he is? I mean, is he as cool in the gym as he is in the corner on TV?
Well, you know, Mr. Futch is just an amazing man all the way around. I mean, he's a legend. I don't got nothing bad to say with him. It's all good and positive.
I'm not asking to say nothing bad. I'm just asking, is he as cool and calm as he seems? I mean, the guy seems like he has ice running through his veins.
Yeah, he's cool, calm, and collective.
Hey, cool, calm, and collective. I wish you the very best of luck this Friday night.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. If there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
The great Johnny Tapia, that's just what kind of guy he was. He's sort of a kid at times, but, you know, playful, this and that. But when it came down to backing up, if he was your pal, he was there. I mean, his wife, Teresa, say the same thing. He never cheated on her. He just didn't. We'd go places, and chicks would like, you know, tongues hanging out for Johnny Tapia, this and that. A couple places went around the country. Johnny wouldn't play that way. Just had no intentions of ever cheating on that lady. Spent a long time with her. And, of course, when he passed away, they were husband and wife, no doubt about that. Mi Vida Loca, that's what they called him, born February 13th, 1967. Of course, died at the age of 45 years old in 2012. Has some issues as far as cocaine was concerned throughout his life, but what really got him, I think, was the opiates. The opioids got him in the past. Of course, is this interview that I just did with him, this past interview was from 1995. He was about to take on, was it 1995? Yeah, he was about to take on Danny Romero in the Battle of Albuquerque. They were going back and forth. In fact, I'll air a couple more pieces of this in the coming weeks, but they were going back and forth. This was a battle to settle the score in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, Danny Romero, the IBF champion, an amateur stud, no doubt about that. Him, the champion at 115 in the IBF. Danny, the Johnny, the champion for the WBO at 115 pounds. So, man, they had something happen. They had to happen. They had to clash, okay? And they finally did go back and forth, and it was at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. Not that exciting of a fight because Johnny just took it to him and did his thing. And in the end of the day, Johnny won that fight, and Johnny won a lot of fights. I mean, 59-5, 30 KOs. His last fight against Mauricio Pastrana was in 2011. Never officially retired. The last fight I did with him, I did Johnny's last fight. I think it was, I want to say it was the Nicky Benz fight in 2005. I think we did that. Yeah, that was in El Paso, Texas, Hidalgo, Texas, whatever you want to call it, at the Dodge Arena. And then I think I did the Archuleta fight and then one more fight with him after that. But all in all, Johnny wasn't the easiest guy to get along with. I mean, he sounds all chipper and fine there, man. But there were times when he wasn't in the right mood. And I would just say things that were so innocent and so like golly, just golly, 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 gee whiz type of questions. And if he wasn't in the right mood, man, he came off with an answer He really didn't want to air on PG television. Straight up, Johnny Tappy, mi vida loca, may he rest in peace. As far as Danny Romero's concerned, I haven't heard from Danny. No, somebody asked me, what's Danny doing? Well, Danny obviously ain't boxing. He's like 55 years old now, but Danny was a hell of a fighter, no doubt about that. Danny deserves his day as far as Albuquerque is concerned, but that day, when it came time for him and Johnny Tappy to get down, he came out second that night, no doubt about it. I'm talking about Danny Romero. The Battle of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Straight up, I want to go back to that Marcus Brown loss last night. Of course, Gene Pascal of Canada, black guy from Canada. Sounds about right, doesn't it? Anyway, originally from Haiti, 34-6 now. This Brown guy came in at 23-0. I mean, he was a guy. This took place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. I mean, he was a guy. He was like a stone-cold stud, man. He just was. I mean, what can I say? And then he got dropped. See, it all boils down to getting hit in the jaw again, getting hit in the face. How do you respond when you get hit in the mouth? Well, Marcus Brown didn't respond all that well. They called it a technical decision, but the bottom line was he got his ass beat, and Jan Pascual brought it to him. More power for Pascual. That is a major, major upset in the world of boxing because they thought that this celebrated street fighter, because few guys are boxers these days, that this celebrated street fighter was going to be able to romp all over Pascual. That didn't happen. Let's take a look at the upcoming boxing calendar. I'm up for this Sergey Kovalev-Anthony Yardy fight. The reason why I'm paying close attention to Yardy is that he's managed by the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the kid from Oakland, California, baby. I'm talking about Andre Ward, SOG, son of God. Say what you want about Andre Ward. You can't say anything bad. I mean, he may not be the greatest interviewer in the world. He may not be the greatest interviewer in the world. He may not be the greatest fighter in the world. But guess what? He was undefeated. Nobody came close except Sergey Kovalev, who might have edged him in that first fight. But he came back, and he made a statement in that second fight with Kovalev. He shut Kovalev down. I mean, he basically retired Kovalev. Hey, bully boy, guess what? Bang, time to go. And he sent him on his way. Now he's guiding young men, of course, doing the television color commentary for various networks, but ESPN especially. Anthony Yardy is his guy. 18-0, 17 knockouts. Unlike Andre Ward, a pretty big punch here. We'll talk about a light heavyweight, folks, out of the United Kingdom. Of course, taking on Sergey Kovalev, 33-1. Kovalev was supposedly, if Kovalev gets by this fight, and some people say he will, some people say he's old, because he did look old in the last couple of fights. I mean, the guy's like 34, 35 years old, going on 36, going on 90, because anytime you fight out of Russia, remember, you never really know how many amateur fights they had or how old they really are, because some of those amateur guys lie. Yeah, in Cuba and Russia, big-time liars. But Yardy can rock. Kovalev, 33, 3-1 now, been stopped twice. That is the key there, stopped twice. Of course, Andre Ward made him quit like a dog. And so did Alvarez, Ilidir Alvarez. And Alvarez comes back in the rematch and basically does nothing for 12 rounds. I mean, he does nothing. He might as well have laid down. It would have been less painful for me to watch if Alvarez would just lay down. I mean, here was this Colombian stud. He steps into the ring at 25-0. He beat Kovalev down, stopped him, okay? And he's like give him a pacifier in the corner when he went back. That's how babyish he was today. I couldn't believe it. Alvarez, of course, I had a big picture of him up here in the Ring Talk Studios. We tore that, like Johnny Six said, tear that off the wall. We did real quick. But Yardy, Andre Ward's hot on this guy. I don't think I'd push him into a fight with Kovalev unless I thought he was ready. Because, Kovalev, as I said, an extremely experienced veteran. No doubt about that. It's over double digit as far as title fights are concerned and experience. So he's been around. Young kid thinks he can take him. Andre Ward was saying at first, well, we might not take this fight. He might not. Oh, no, he's ready. We just might not take this fight. Well, that meant the money wasn't right. Because that's what this is all about. Professional boxing, money. Speaking of money, Canelo Alvarez, of course, the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing, especially as far as the pay-per-view aspects of it is concerned. Now, say what you want about him. 52-1, baby, a couple of draws. I mean, signed a $385 million contract with DAZN, of course, coming off some good fights, no doubt about it. I mean, he's a guy, 52-1, but now he's going to fight on a guy that nobody really knows anything about. I'll get into that a little bit later with Johnny Sig, but he's struggling for opponents. This is only the second fight in a 13-fight, $375 million contract. I mean, what's going on here? He's struggling for opponents. Guys are lining up to fight him, man. Why doesn't he take advantage? Guys are lining up. Andrade would have fought him in a heartbeat. Andrade would have. Triple G wants to go again, but I don't want to see Triple G go again. Let Triple G go do something else. How about Triple G and Andrade duke it out? Let those guys duke it out. But as far as the rest of the middleweights are concerned, Somebody needs to step up there and press Canelo. And the reason why the way you press Canelo is that you fight him in an unorthodox manner. You make contact with him. See, there's what's up. A lot of these guys, especially like Mayweather and this and that, Roy Jones, they're rhythm fighters. They fight off their own rhythm. So you've got to upset that rhythm. And you upset their rhythm by stepping on their foot, kicking them. Yeah, I've kicked a couple guys. Not above the ankles or anything like that, you know. But, yeah. You know, I mean, you distract them. I used to step on guys' feet. And they'd look down, bam, and I clock them. Sorry, man, this is the way it is. If you were stupid enough to look down at your feet because I stepped on them, that's on you. But, you know, you have to use these little tricks, these little advantages. I think in order to get Canelo, because Canelo is such a complete fighter now, I mean, the super middleweight champion, the middleweight champion, and the 160 and 168-pound titles, you've got to make contact with him and catch him on an off night. Why do I say catch him on an off night? Because he's prepped. He's always ready. He's not always eating that tainted meat. I mean, he's 5'8", 160, 168 pounds, depending on what fight he's taking place in. Of course, the 18th of June, July, he turned 29 years old. So he's in the prime of his life as far as a middleweight. You would think as a middleweight, okay? And he's learning defense. So all this stuff is coming together for him. The Danny Jacobs win, somebody said to me, oh, man, he went 12 rounds with Danny Jacobs. Yeah, but he knocked out that guy that we'll fight before, Rocky Felding. The guy you're supposed to knock out, he knocks out. Danny Jacobs, you don't knock Danny Jacobs out. It's hard. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM satellite radio, of course, channel 211. I'm talking about the Dan Patrick channel. I saw this guy a couple years ago in Oakland, California, smoking cigarettes on stage. John Mellencamp. Forget that John Cougar thing. His real name is Mellencamp, but he kicks ass. Johnny, take it away.
Was a young boy.
For Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing Vector Vest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
In my dire attempt to instill a little boxing in your blood, I'm talking about real boxing, I'm talking about Muhammad Ali, I'm talking about going back in the days to the greatest, of course, 1971, he has just lost the fight of the century to Joe Frazier, March 8th, 1971. He's scratching his head. He can't believe this, man. I mean, here's a man that lost maybe but three or four or five, maybe five, six rounds in his entire professional career, leading up, of course, to that 3.5-year layoff before the draft. And the U.S. Army said, you know, we want to induct you. And he said, no, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to use you to let you use my name to lead other young men to slaughter. He put up his stand, the whole nine yards, of course. That was Ali. 3.5 years, he couldn't do anything. He traveled around. He went to college campuses. Every once in a while, maybe you'd see him do an exhibition like with Sammy Davis Jr., the entertainer, or something like that. Bottom line is, he was hurting after Ali Frazier. But here in this interview, you can really feel the heart and the hole in his heart.
Muhammad, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. It refers back to about 7 months ago when you and I were doing a film together. And you had told me, once I revealed that I felt that, in my opinion, you were the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, you explained to me that even though you had laid off for 3.5 years, which in my mind was an insurmountable obstacle, you had said the one thing that you would not permit in the ring was for Frazier to get you on the ropes, that even though you hadn't fought for 3.5 years, that the one thing that you did retain, if it wasn't your timing, it was your speed. And I personally couldn't understand why periodically you would lean on the ropes for long, long periods of time as if indifferent to the man you were fighting.
Right, well, Joe Frazier was awful strong. And if you notice Joe Frazier's previous fights, all of the people that Joe Frazier defeat give him a good fight for 3 or 4 rounds because they're moving and they're sticking or they're trading blow for blow. And finally, Joe is so relentless and so strong until they weaken, and then he get them. Well, his plan was to weaken me and to wear me down and then corner me and stop me, body punches and till I drop my guard and catch my head. Not knowing Joe Frazier, I started out for about 4 rounds. You notice I was sticking and moving. And I felt myself tired because I've been a mathematician in boxing. I figured fighting 4 rounds at that pace and as tired as I felt myself getting, it'd be impossible to keep this up for 15 because he probably would end up more stronger than I am by me punching him and moving, where he was just blocking him, landing one or two and walking forward. It took more to move away and keep punching. So I thought I would go to the ropes and stand there to see what he really had. And after one round, before that round was over, the first round I laid on the ropes, I found out that he threw everything he had. I equalized it, and he was tiring himself out. But then I found out I later lost those rounds. But I found out later that if I had kept up my footwork and paced myself right, and if I was really in better shape, I could have danced and fought the Ali style for 15 rounds even more. But at the time, I didn't know him, and I was trying to fake him out. I was trying to wear him down, and I stayed in the ropes. But the next time, I won't.
That's what I wanted to find out. You see, I had been asked prior to the fight, if Joe Frazier had not been permitted to fight for 3.5 years, which is just a conjecture, but if Frazier was not permitted to fight for 3.5 years, and Muhammad Ali had fought for 3.5 years consecutively, they said, what chance would you have given Joe Frazier?
Oh, I said, about 3 months in the hospital instead of 3 weeks.
Well, that's the point that I make is he wouldn't have had any chance.
He was unable to really follow up. What it was, see, when he beat James Ellis, when he stopped Buster Mathers, when he stopped Bobby Foster, these fellows are not real great fighters, are real championship quality, and it was a matter of them getting hit, and that was it. But if you watch Sugar Ray Robinson in his day, Joe Louis, if you watch Desert Charles and Walcott, These great fighters got hit a lot. Marciano, too. Dempsey. They got hit, and they got shook up, and they human. They fell. They got up. But the real champion can be tagged, can be just about semi-unconscious or out on his feet, and he realizes he has a built-in radar that tells him, I'm out. I have to stay out of range for at least 10 or 15 seconds till I recuperate. Whether it's clinching, whether it's outright backpedaling, whether it's tying him up, you have to know how to recuperate if you get tagged. And what Frazier couldn't do was he couldn't follow me up because I've been in the ring like 19 years. Two-time national Golden Glove champion, AAU, Olympics, all these title fights, and just one hard punch don't finish a great fighter like myself.
I have watched the Ali Frazier fight with some so-called boxing experts, and in scoring it, I make it a very, very close fight, very close, nothing like the judges indicated. But what I was wondering is, do you remember the 11th round when he was unable to put you away? What is your interpretation of
that? It wasn't that he was unable. And then he was not experienced or skillful or fast enough to follow me up after that one punch.
Did the same thing occur in round 15 when, after being knocked down, I noticed that every time he got close to you, leaned on him?
Well, round 15, that punch didn't hurt like the 11th. The 11th round, punches that knock you out, you really don't see them. And the 11th round, I didn't hardly see that punch. That was a hard one. But the 15th round, I saw it coming, and somewhere I leaned back and leaned right into the hook. But the power of it knocked me down, but it wasn't enough to hurt me internally. So I got right up, if you notice, after that, and won the rest of the round.
What specifically would you do different if you fought Joe Frazier again?
Number one, I come in with a most serious attitude. I was joking around with him before the fight, and stayed on the ropes for three rounds. You know, the talk was if Joe Frazier catched me on the ropes, he would tear up my body. Listening to the press and trying to prove and show to them that Joe Frazier's body punch will not hurt me and Joe Frazier can't do nothing. I'll stay here for a few rounds and show you. And forget about that and just stay on my toes, jab and move, right cross, hook him, clinch him, push him off, jab and move him, keep moving, keep staying in the center of the ring. And watch out for his left hook. Keep my guard a little higher and be conscious. I figured one or two left hooks, he was just lucky in the front. But he kept landing until the 15th. I found out he's got a trick, slick, fast, hard left hook. I'll be concentrating on left hooks, and I'll stay on my toes and stay out of the corners. And this way, it'll be convincing if it's got to be a decision that I won it.
After the Joe Frazier fight, regardless of who wins, you've said that you won't fight anymore. Did that
I'm
still
finished,
go?
Right.
So right, everything that you do now is pointing towards, hopefully, another fight with Joe
right.
Frazier.
Well, I could fight Joe Frazier now if I just sat down, but I want to be active. When I meet him, I want to beat him. I'm cheating myself if I just sat down, say, waiting for the payday, and that's all. I want to be ready when I fight him. I'm fighting this fight with Ellis and a couple more. And if the opponents are not really that much threat, still, the training for the competition is good. Just staying active, having something to run for, having something to go to gymnasium for, all of this will keep me busy probably for enough time permits for another 6 or 7 months, which would be falling right in line for another fight where I'll be active.
My last question, Muhammad, is this. The Muhammad Ali that I remember against Cleveland Williams, against Ernie Terrell, the Muhammad Ali, let's say, in his prime, do you believe that you could get back to the point where you could be the fighter that I remember?
Right. I believe I could be better because I'm just about the right age. 29 ain't really that old. Remember Sugar Ray and Archie Moore, they were fighting good and putting up good 10-round fights in the 50s and 40s.
That's true.
And 29 ain't really that old. I've been so publicized. I've won fights so easy, unmarked, and you can be intoxicated with not only alcohol or narcotics, but you can be intoxicated with greatness. And when a man's intoxicated, he'll do something that he wouldn't do otherwise. So now that I've been sobered up a little and realized that I can slip, that if I don't work like I should, and my mind might tell me to do something, but my body won't. Well, this is getting me more hungry like I used to be coming up. So I'm sure I can do it again. I can move like I always move. I can dance for 15 rounds, but I have to concentrate on it. And I have to quit training like I train. When I train with sparring partners, a lot of time I stay in the corners and I go flat-footed, and they don't hurt me, but I let them throw all the punches they want. And you can get in the habit of standing flat-footed and standing in corners. And I've just learned this. And it's kind of hard to train one way for months and then get in the ring and do another way. So I have to train like I fight. And from here on out, I'm concentrating on nothing but footwork and training, staying out of corners. And then this will be a habit. When the fight comes up, I'll move out.
The greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, 56-5, 1960 to 1981. So if he was the greatest, who was second great? In fact, let's go through a top 10 of heavyweight contenders right now and heavyweight champions, the greatest fighters of all time as far as the big boys are concerned. Number 10, Mike Tyson. No doubt in my mind, Mike deserves that top 10 rating. People say to me, he was overrated, he was underrated, he was short, he was, you know, he was the benefactor of a bunch of soft guys. I said, no. Rocky Marciano was a benefactor of a bunch of soft guys. In fact, Marciano is going to be number 9. Why do I rank Marciano number 9 and rank Tyson number 10, even though I think Tyson would demolish Rocky Marciano? Is that Marciano in his time was pound for pound just... He was an incredible fighter, an attraction. I mean, the entire world stood out. Him and Joe Louis, when these two guys stepped up to the plate, the world stopped. I mean, it just stopped. Ali to an extent, yeah. Ali and Frazier back in 71, yes, the world did come to a halt, no doubt about that. But when Joe Louis fought back in the day, it was all about radio. Once in a while, there was television maybe or closed-circuit television at theaters, but for the most part, it was radio. People listened to radio. That's how they got off on sports. It was radio, baseball, football, boxing. Boxing was easiest to describe on the radio because, you know, it's a squared circle. It's not too hard to describe here. This guy hit that guy. This guy hit that guy. Bottom line is boxing the radio. That's how I listened to the first Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier fight. In fact, they were ringside reports after the round. In other words, it would be round number one, we'll be done. And during round number two, they would give you the score of round number one. Anyway, bottom line is I think that, you know, Rocky Marciano deserves to be number 9. Number 8. Jack Johnson. Without a doubt in my mind, Jack Johnson was probably, you know, it's sort of hard to gauge Johnson because he had a great record. There was no doubt about it. But, you know, he sort of had all kinds of, how can I put this, mishaps in and out of the ring. Bottom line is really don't know how to judge him, but I definitely think he deserves to be in the top 10. Larry Holmes, the world heavyweight champion. I mean, come on, man. Larry's got to be up there. You got to put Larry in like number 7, number 6, no doubt about that. And the aforementioned Joe Louis, if Ali was number 1, where do you put Joe Louis? Probably about number 5, because if Joe Louis was a current day heavyweight, he probably wouldn't be able to compete because of the fact that he'd be too small. He'd just be too small, about 185, 190 pounds. I think he peaked out. I think I heard Joe say one time that my best weight is 194 pounds. So if it was 194 pounds and he's fighting a guy like Vladimir Klitschko, probably not going to win, huh? Speaking of Klitschko, yeah, I rank him next. Klitschko, without a doubt, the better of the two brothers. I thought Vladimir was the better of the two brothers because of the fact that, you know, he had Emanuel Stewart. And Emanuel taught him how to fight again and taught him how to survive and taught him how to protect that glass jaw of his because the chin wasn't that good. Anytime he got hit on it with a punch he didn't see, it was like, timber! You know, he fell. There's just no doubt about it. Straight up, Vladimir Klitschko's got to be in there as well. Now, we talk about the top 5 as far as all-time heavyweight is concerned. If Ali's number 1 and Tyson's not in the top 5, who is? Joe Frazier's there. Evander Holyfield's there. Why do I rate Evander Holyfield over Mike Tyson? Obviously, the two fights, especially the bite fight. But the bottom line is we knew that going in, Mike had some questions about himself as far as confidence was concerned because, you know, Buster Douglas had beaten him, and Buster Douglas was no Evander Holyfield. Holyfield was showing up. Speaking of Buster Douglas, I don't rate him in the top 10. Don't do it. Pulled off the greatest upset in heavyweight history, but he laid down like a dog the next time. And, of course, this is a guy that went to spend some time with him in Columbus, Ohio, after the Tyson fight, expecting to do some training. I brought my running shoes. I brought my gym shoes. Yeah, those gym shoes say Pedro Fernandez on the side of the boots, a whole 9 yards. I brought them all. I went to Columbus, Ohio to train with the world heavyweight champion. Guess where we did our training at? The buffet. I kid you not. We had breakfast. I had my limo. We had the breakfast. And then we had breakfast at a restaurant. And then about 10:30, J.D. McCauley, who was one of his co-trainers, would bring over some ribs from his barbecue. He owned a big barbecue. So he'd bring over like 2 or 3 slabs of ribs. And we'd go through the ribs, okay? And then lunch would come about 2:30. Wait, we're not done, okay? Well, how about dinner? Dinner rolled about 6:30 or 7, and there was a snack after that. So that's how Buster got up to 300 pounds. I went back there expecting to train with the world heavyweight boxing champion. I instead was training with the world heavyweight eating champion, Buster Douglas. His boxing career was dead, of course, after the Holyfield fight. Knocked him out like a dog. Woof, woof.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
That's a sobering thought. I never caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. And I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
No, I will not go 10,000 miles from here to help murder and kill another poor people simply to continue the domination of white slave masters over the darker people of the earth.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
Tower Power 2019 version on the soul side of town, folks. On the serious side, folks. On the serious side. This country, 2019, we have a white supremacist problem. We have a gun problem. We have a money and politics problem. We have a mental illness problem. But they're all the same problem. The bottom line is nobody should have an assault rifle. I was a policeman for almost 10 years. I've seen what gunshots can do from regular guns, let alone assault weapons. Nobody needs an assault weapon. Who needs to be able to shoot 25 people in a matter of 30 seconds. It just ain't happening. It's not un-American, it's unhuman. And at the end of the day, unless these people like Moscow Mitch, these people stand up, guess what? This world's going to get rough. And you can't go to Walmart anymore. What happens when you can't go to Walmart? Am I trying to scare you? No, I'm trying to wake you up because, baby, this is a soul-sided town. Look into your soul. Is this what you see as an American? People getting shot at Walmart? People getting shot at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. People being shot on trains. People screaming at other people, saying, you no good, end this, you no good, end that. Bottom line is, man, we're all this one big melting pot here in the United States. One big, how can I put this? One big stew. Everybody throws it in the other, it's stew. White people don't rule. Brown people don't rule. Americans rule. At the end of the day, this is our country. Don't let them take it from us. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, only on Sports Byline. You can